Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
In thy name we shall start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, sisters and brothers from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. I'm Asma, I'd be your host for today's episode, and we have two very dear guests, Brother Abdullah and Brother Dawood. Assalamu alaikum, first thing first, and then as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Dawood. I have studied English language teaching. I got my master's degree in English language teaching.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. I would like to call myself a knowledge seeker. I do specialize in Quran and Hadith.
Very nice. And from where?
I'm from down under, Australia.
Well, there are some certain times in our life where we think that the time has lost without leaving any footprints or any evidence that I have lived that moment. And I am sure that has happened to both of you. Give us an example of those moments. And is there really such a concept in human life that, okay, there is a lost time, a lost period, lost days of my lifetime?
Yeah, there is a period of time when I wish I could turn the time back and live that part of life again, which I call it an unlived life. You know, essentially, I divide life in two parts, the part that I have lived and the part that I wish I could live in a different way. And there is a moment that I could call an unlived moment.
Yeah. And so you, brother.
What's time? Time is a word that I cannot say. See, the thing is, I don't believe in such a thing as unlived time. You would live your time either way. It just depends on how you lived it. So sometimes I could have spent 10 hours sleeping.
Yeah.
And I could say, well, I didn't live my time. But you know, actually, you lived it. You just wasted it. So there's a... It's like I give you like $1,000,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I give you $1,000. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you can go to a business and investment with it. And
yeah.
You can increase it. Or you can just go.
So I will give you an example to make it more clear. As a student, since nowadays everybody is going for exams and so... As those students who study for an entire year, they do not go for any party, they do not go for any gathering, they do not go for travel, they do not do anything. So these are unlived moments for them.
No, they live the moment of trying to work hard. So these students, they did live these moments. They lived a hard life to gain something. So what you're trying to say is that they didn't get to have fun.
So
the time was they had a choice between either fun or either hard work. So they chose hard work.
I guess.
But they lived it.
I guess we have to get something straight from the very beginning. So let's define living at the very first point. What is living according to you? To live my life equals?
To live my life equals to enjoy the moments I was given. Like my friend said, I was given, for example, $100 to spend. And I know that this $100 will go away by the time the day is over. I was given the advantage to spend it in any possible way.
So in short, life to you is enjoying the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to you?
Well, to me, life, it's a mission. We're here for a mission. We have been given a mission and a goal to achieve. So time is not mine. It's not a commodity that I can exchange or I can have or sell or afford to get more. So Imam Qadim alayhi salam, he says, divide your time into portions, a portion where you go work, portion where you earn and sustain yourself and your family, portion where you worship God, and a time where you have fun and entertainment. And you do all these things because you're trying to achieve your objective in life. So you are here with an objective. So if I say I want to have fun, then obviously I've neglected so much objectives. If I'm here just to work and make money, then I've neglected so much objectives. So life has a purpose and time has to fit in with your purpose.
Exactly. So if I look at life as a mission, then no moment is just unlived. Just as you said,
exactly.
It's wasted.
Exactly.
But if I look at life as something that I have to enjoy it, then whenever I study, Actually, if I don't like that subject, I have some unlived moments. Whenever I do things that I don't like, those moments of my life are not even counted because they are the unlived moments of my life because I didn't like those things that I was engaged in. So think about it more. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yes, welcome back. This is Back to Reality, and we're talking about unlived moment of our lives. Well, time is a weird concept. I have never come to understand what time means exactly, because I usually think that it's a human sort of concept. It's the creation of human beings. And let's talk about time more, and then with the definition of that living that we had, make a combination and then come to a conclusion that do we really have unlived moments or not? So what do you think about time, Brother Doug?
Yes, concerning what my friend was talking about, that there is no unlived moment. With all due respect, I will have to mention that sometimes I have to say I disagree, because the place where I live can shape up the way I can take advantage of the time I was given to live. Just imagine that I was forced to stay in a place like prison. Or let's mention a fish that lives in a fish tank and is always dreaming about the living or spending its time in the river or the ocean. How would a fish imagine spending his or her time in a little, let's say, fish tank? He cannot probably take advantage of this moment of his or her life in a way that he is dreaming. So he always feels like, I wish life would be in a different way. I wish I could live in a better place where I could take better advantage of the time I was given.
Yeah. And you, Brother Abdullah, what's the concept of time according to you?
Moment that I live right now. This is the old time I have. What's past is gone. It's a figment of my imagination.
Yeah.
What's to come, I don't know.
It's a mystery.
It's not just a mystery. I can't even grasp it. So the only thing that exists is the moment right now we're at.
Yeah.
So the time is what I'm doing right now.
Exactly.
So right now is is how I define, or how it defines me.
So this right now that you have it, the present moment,
yeah.
What would happen to you so that you call it that I wasted it?
Like I said, it depends on your actions. Like, look, there's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He says, on the day of judgment, each person will come and they will bring boxes. I think if I remember correctly, there's three boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they open the first box and it's beautiful, luminous, it's got so much jewels and what have you. And the person gets so excited and is like, God, what is this box?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is all the good amal and the time you spend doing that.
Wait for the next one then.
Yeah, the next one, he's like, it's black, dark, scary, everything. And it was like, what is this? Like all the time that you spend doing all the big deeds. And then the third one, they open it, it's blank. Empty. And he says the emptiness of that box, it brings so much regret to the person that he wishes, like, you know, if he could die like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is this box that got me in such a deep state? Like, that's the time you wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's up to you. It's like you got three boxes. Mm-hmm. What you want to put in it is up to you. So right now I'm talking to you. I could just go home and just sleep.
But if you are not given the free will to live your time entirely within your power, there is no regret about wasting your time, because probably there is a place where you have no choice but to squander time over something that you may not be interested
like
with.
Which situations?
Like, as I mentioned, an example of prison, probably someone was forced to stay in a prison for any given reason. I don't want to mention that. And that person doesn't have any opportunity to take advantage of his time within the cell. Therefore, how can this person remain accountable for the time he was given to spend within the cell?
Yes, because he already had wasted his time at the first point when he did that sin.
No, even though, let me jump in here and give my 5 cents. See, the idea, even if you're in prison, so obviously, if you're talking about the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is very just. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm in prison, I can't do much. God, he's not going to say to me, why in your prison wasted your time? I'm like, well, I'm in prison. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, yeah. in terms of judgment, he will be just and he won't hold you accountable for things yeah. that are out of your control. This is, you know, done with in terms of trying to talk about the justice of Allah. But like I'm saying, regardless of where a person is, he could always fill up his space with something.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Even like, there are those who are in prison and they do many things.
Yeah, actually people learn skills in prison. Yeah. They become doctors, they become engineers. Like exactly. I have my nephews, or I don't know how they're related to me, but they're very close to me. Yeah. they were in prison. Once they came after 7 years, they were builders. They jump straight into building houses.
Yeah.
So the idea is like you could always fill up your time. Even let's assume you can't even read. And you could even do tasbih. You know,
exactly,
you can say astaghfirullah and you can build your akhirah. But at the end of the day, if it's out of your will, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to hold you accountable. But if, you know, nevertheless, at the end of the day, each person can, you know, do something even when he's not doing anything, idle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so the mind is a very powerful machine that God gave, and you could do so much with it, even just not saying a word or not doing an action.
Exactly. Now, I guess there's too much to digest, so we'd better go for a sip of water and then be back. Welcome back, and this is the last part of today's episode of Back to Reality. We're talking about time, a waste of time, the unlived moments, and the definition of life, because all of them are intermingled, I suppose. So, Brother Dawood, do you have anything more
yes,
to add?
Yes, I guess something is missing. To err is human, to forgive is divine. Actually, human being is created out of flesh and blood, and it is inevitable for human being to commit mistake, to squander their time. So this cannot be always expected from us human beings to be infallible, not to make any mistakes, so to remain always in the perfect state and to take the best advantages of our
time. And of course, nobody expects us to be like that.
Therefore, probably it can happen to any one of us to make mistake and to lose a part of our life. So I don't know on the day of judgment how we can account for those moments of life that we have squandered, since we are human being and it is a little bit inevitable.
I suppose everyone is going to be judged according to their capacity and according to their knowledge. So God is just and there is no debate over that, I suppose. So, Brother Abdullah?
Well, I mean, if I want to conclude with the
yes,
end
thank
of the
you.
Program, since there's like
do
only
the concluding
30 seconds left. Time, to me, it's an illusion rather than anything else. Time is just existence. Is existence and an event that happens right now. How you do it, how you deal with it, how you perform it is up to you. I mean, obviously within the free will capacity,
exactly,
right? So it's just existence, because sometimes we get so much occupied with time, what I'm going to do in the future, 10 years from now, and this and that. Sometimes we worry about the past mm-hmm. and we sit on sofa. Leave that alone. Leave the past and the future. Just live the existence that you have mm-hmm. now. This is what we call time. Make it the best that you can.
Exactly. And there's something to add. Quality, most of the time, is more important than quantity. So no matter how many time of your life you have wasted, there's always a time for you to come back to spend time in the best way possible and add to the quality of the life ahead of you. And that's it. Thank you for staying with us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رايزك
يا الله
يا يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أما rise again let us see daylight again once again.